Audiomo. That moment when you realise inanimate objects are out to get you. So, I came home from the gym and I went into the kitchen. First thing I wanted to do was some washing up. A simple task. What you do usually is you go to the sink, you put the plug in, you turn on the tap, and you have it, the washing up, with a sponge, a scourer, a cloth, or your fingers. But could I find the plug? Could I? Buggery. I searched everywhere. Everywhere, and I couldn't find it. I was so frustrated, I could have hurled myself out of a window. Although I live in a bungalow, it would have been pointless, yet painful, because the window was closed. I eventually found the plug in a strange place, on the windowsill behind a mint plant. The plug was out to get me. So, I come into this snug, or the living room, or the lounge, depending on what you call it, your class, your background, your various range of issues. And I put a glass of water down, and I realise there's a mug already there, so I move the mug. I put the water down, and I perch the mug on the table. I then proceed to knock the mug off the table. I then pick up the mug and move out of the way. In doing so, I knock into the table and a wooden pear tree pear falls off and rolls away. Diligently, my dog finds a pear. I put the pear back on the table, only to knock off a Yankee candle that rolls away towards the piano. My dog, being the loving little creature he is, finds the candle for me and I put it back on the table. In doing this, I knock my basket of crystals and a couple fall on the floor. Ollie, bless him, finds them and I put them back in the basket. I then take a drink and then I knock the mug over onto the floor. Luckily, it's empty. I pick up the mug and take it into the kitchen. I then return to the snug and I knock into the armchair. And the armchair then knocks into the table. And the table then rocks left to right drunkenly in a semi-pissed off manner. This minor piece of inertia results in a coaster falling to the floor. Ollie, by this point, can't be asked to find it. Fair play, don't blame him. So I look for it and I find it and I place it back on the table. So far, so good. I then proceed to make lunch. Again, a simple task. I make a sandwich. For the record, it's beef and pickle. I come into the snug, I place my ass on the chair. I begin to eat the sandwich and realise it's only half there. I go into the kitchen and realise that I've only made half a sandwich. The top layer of bread is on the work surface, or the side, depending on your upbringing, or your counter, depending on where you're from. I then have to remake it because I'm not entirely convinced of the cleanliness of the side, or the counter, or the work surface. Fine. Doing well so far. I remake the sandwich, come back in here, and again, I knock into the chair, and the table moves, and the candle falls onto the floor again. Not only the candle, but the pear. The pear and the candle are out to get me. They roll around together merrily like in a little jig. I find them. I put them on the table, and I knock over my glass of water. Which is particularly annoying, so I find it and take it away. By this point, I want to strip my house of anything that isn't organic. I then look for my gym bag. I can't find it. By this point, I am frazzled. I eventually find it. It is by the front door. I didn't put it back in my bedroom. It took me 15 minutes to find my bag. By this point, I am particularly annoyed. The moral of the story? Well, like all good stories, there should be a moral. Certainly like every episode of He-Man, there's always a moral, which I always hated as a child, because I just wanted to see the violence and the magic and the story. I couldn't be asked to sit there whilst a skeletal cartoon creature or a muscle-bound freak told me of a very trite moral. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rabbits, spaniels and cockatrices, there is a moral to this tale. And it is, if inanimate objects are out to get you, stay calm. Make small movements as if approaching a particularly vicious animal. Then it should be fine. Make small movements and stay calm. Because I promise you, one day, your objects will turn against you too.